Right now, it's time to welcome back someone who we haven't spoken to, I think, about a year or so, and that's Dominique DeVito, who, of course, is from the Hudson Chatham Winery, which is located on Route 66 in Ghent, New York, and some other locations as well. They are holding their 12th annual Sangria Festival coming up on August 10th, beginning at 11 and going to 6. And we say good morning to Dominique. Dominique, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, so
beautiful summer day.
Yeah, and it looks like, by the way, our forecaster is calling for a beautiful weekend as well. So you're going to have
yes.
a gorgeous weekend for yeah. the Sangria Festival. For those of you who don't understand the difference between regular wines and Sangria, just give a little of Sangria 101 and what makes it so special.
Sangria is wonderful because it's actually a combination of wine and fruit. Which brings out the best in both. So the fruit benefits from the wine, and the wine benefits from the fruit. So it's basically like a fruit cocktail and a glass of wine.
Oh, you can't beat that. Unless
you can't beat that in the summertime.
So now let's talk about this. It's hard to believe this is the 12th annual Sangria Festival.
I know. It is hard to believe.
What are the differences between this Sangria Festival and way back in year number one? You just have expanded the selections and the offerings more?
Actually, the difference is that in year number one, we had no idea what to expect. So we made five sangrias, and we're like, oh, we'll see who comes. No big deal. Well, we were out of sangria within the first hour. So we definitely plan better now. We have lots of sangria. We still do the five fresh sangrias. We still have foods that people can buy, and now we also do live music, so that's a big plus. We have Maria Zementowski, who is quite a renowned flamenco guitar player here in the Capital Region, and she plays with a guy named Sten, who is pretty hot on the mandolin. So we have live music. We have food trucks now instead of trying to kind of wing it with nachos and empanadas, and so the whole thing is just bigger and better, more cohesive, more organized, but it does center around our five fresh sangrias. Those are the stars of the show.
So now let's go over this once again for people that are listening and understanding this for the first time. It's the 12th mm-hmm. annual Sangria Festival. It's taking place on August 10th, Saturday, from 11 to 6, and that is at your Ghent, New York location, right?
Right, exactly.
Because you do have a couple of other places where you have outposts, right?
We do. We have satellite tasting rooms in Tannersville over in Greene County and also in Troy up in Rensselaer County.
Just want to make sure everybody understands this is on Route 66 in Ghent, New York.
Yes, it is.
There is no admission to come to this, right?
That's right. It's free admission, and it's just to pay for what you would like to indulge in when you get here. So there are different prices for tasting the sangrias, having a glass of sangria, doing a tasting in the winery. And then all of our vendors are like at a farmer's market. If you're interested in what they have to offer, you just pay them directly.
And you do have, I'm looking at your written information, American and Indian food trucks, right?
Yes. We're very excited to have the Indian food component this year.
What's what I think fun about this is, first of all, you've got the music and you've got all that going on. But for people that are going to get there, how would you advise us, people? I mean, should they bring chairs? Should they bring blankets? I mean, how prepared do you want people to come to this?
The best thing to do so that they can have the maximum enjoyment is to bring some kind of lawn chair or blanket, something that they can make themselves comfortable on to settle in for the day. We do have a large tent on the grounds and some tables and chairs, but those tend to fill up pretty quickly. So we do encourage people to bring something that they can be comfortable in and settle in for the day. Again, Maria and Sten will be here playing, so sidle on up to the stage and get a spot, and then that way it can meander over to whatever it is that they're interested in during the day, try the sangrias or have a glass of sangria. So it's important for people to come prepared to make themselves comfortable, and also with sunscreen. It is going to be a beautiful day, so we will have other things available, non-alcoholic beverages, water, juice, iced tea, lemonade, We're also going to have beer available. So we do ask that nobody brings outside food or beverages because we're going to have all of that there. But they should bring something to make themselves comfortable, lawn chair and sunscreen and that kind of thing.
And you also have tarot card readings, right?
We do. We have Prudence Tarot back doing tarot card readings. That's something that we've had at the festival for the last 10 years, I'd say. And it's a very popular thing. It's great.
I was going to say tarot card reading. Once we had a tarot card reader do a radio show, and it was the most unbelievably popular show I had ever seen.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's fun, and sometimes it's amazing what you find out of them. But this this sounds like you have a lot of fun putting this together. How long does it take for you to assemble this and put this together, and then carry off the big day, which is by the way, once again August 10th.
So it's a pretty big undertaking. The biggest part is putting the sangrias together because we do fresh sangrias for large crowds. We are already at work chopping and putting aside fruit for the different sangrias. We've got a classic red wine sangria with apples and oranges, a white wine sangria with peaches and mangoes. We've got a blueberry Merlot sangria. We're doing a piña gria this year, which is a take on piña colada. So it's going to have pineapple and coconut. And we've got our usually most popular sangria is a blush wine with strawberries and lemonade. So we've got quite the lineup of sangrias, and those are, like I said, all fresh. So we're already chopping fruit and putting that aside.
And do you add more sangria? Do you experiment and look for different ways to make different sangrias, or are you pretty settled in?
We do. Okay. Yeah, we do. I mean, we try to go with a classic red every year, and then the strawberry lemonade sangria is a really popular one, so that's always on the menu. But the other ones we definitely play around with.
We're talking about the 12th Annual Sangria Festival, which is taking place, hosted by the Hudson Chatham Winery on Route 66 in Ghent, New York. If you're a member of Facebook, they are on Facebook. Just principally, let's look for Hudson Chatham Winery. And absolutely, like you said, this is absolutely free. But if you come, just be prepared. If you want to go to the food vendors, if you want to do this, those are the things that. But other than that, you can come enjoy the scenery, the music, and everything else.
Absolutely, it's a beautiful place.
Well, congratulations and have a great weekend, because, like I said, the weather's going to be perfect for it.
Thank you, Marshall.
And good luck. And next year you're going to do something special for your lucky 13th?
Yeah. I want to just get through this one. I'm so excited that the weather's going to be good, and it's a very fun event. And I'm really looking forward to it. And thanks so much for talking to me about it. I really appreciate it.
All right, Dominic, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
That is Dominic DeVito, Hudson Chatham Winery, the 12th Annual Sangria Festival on Saturday, 11 to 6, at their location 66, Route 66 in Ghent, New York.